thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Riding the Wave podcast with your hosts,
Abe
and MJ, where we talk about the daily struggles we call life. And being part of this community, we want to hear your highs and low tides. As well, you will definitely hear his.
You are.
Ours. We all need a listening ear to listen to without any judgment. So ladies and gentlemen, buckle up and let's ride this wave. What's up, man? What's up, Aid?
What's going on, brother?
How you doing?
Chilling.
Chilling. I love it. I love it. Man.
How are you doing?
I'm feeling great. It's been a long time coming. It's been a long time. We've been talking about this podcast for how long now?
2 years? 2.5 years? A long time. Way too long.
And it's finally come to fruition, right?
That part, man. I mean, here's to getting the ball rolling, you know. Who knows where this is going to take us or where it's going to go. But, you know, one of the goals is to help people, right?
And not only to help people, but for, you know, those people to help us.
That part.
You know.
Agreed.
And ladies and gentlemen, we just want to inform everybody that, you know, we're not therapists or psychologists or
far from it.
anything of that nature. Everything that we do discuss, we do do our research. We do the best of our ability to fact check everything that we say, but take everything we say with a grain of salt. It's just our opinions and our life experiences, right?
It's pretty much we know nothing at all, so we're here to educate each other, to learn from one another.
All right, so let's talk about the mask. I'm pretty sure people are wondering, are you like a natural relay or something like that? And do you have a wrestling match after this?
You know, probably. With a wife, you know, for sure.
Hello. Hello, missus.
No, but the mask is, for me, it's to hold me accountable. That's why, you know, it's an alter ego. Abe is an alter ego. That's A-Y-D. And it's, you know, the mask is to hold me accountable for, you know, accomplishing my goals, or at least progressing.
Is there like an abbreviation to it? Does AID stand for, is it A-I-D or how do you spell it? What's AID?
A-Y-D. A-Y-D, and that stands for, are you dedicated? So I ask myself that every morning when I get up, you know, depending on if I'm going to go work out or what I'm working on or if I'm reading books, are you dedicated to complete the journey you started?
Okay, so would you want to ask the audience, what are they dedicated for? As of right now, I know you say you're dedicated to like working out, your family, but as of right now, what is it that you are dedicated for?
To be a better person every day, you know, to get rid of the person that I used to be. Because I think for a while I felt like I was on autopilot. I wasn't really experiencing or enjoying life, you know? I don't know if you experienced that.
Yeah, definitely, you know? Definitely. I've years back, yeah, I definitely felt the same way. I was very complacent. Man, you know, we feel like, you know, we're supposed to do certain things, you know, in life. You know, we're supposed to, you know, go to school, get a good job, you know, get move out of your, you know, your mom's house, your dad's house, or whatever, family's house, and start your own life.
I mean, that was a goal. I mean, cost of living in Cali is kind of outrageous.
Most deaf. But yeah, so where did you come up with that concept, Abe? Like what made you think about that? Because I know you told me you've been for years he was talking about this. And you're going to go through like Facebook. or something like that. You want to do like a channel. So what was that about? Or
it was you know, I was motivated. I read a book, Can't Hurt Me, David Goggins. You know, it talks about the accountability of the mirror. You know, maybe it wasn't the mirror for me. Maybe it's the mask. You know what I mean? I wear it, so I gotta be it.
Right.
I gotta be dedicated. I gotta believe in it. Because if I don't believe in it, who's gonna believe in it? You know? And I gotta push myself to accomplish all the goals I set for myself, because nobody else is gonna do it for me. And that's the reality of it.
Okay. So who is Abe? Like who are you as far as what do you represent, you know, in this podcast?
Abe is like the alter ego, the better version of me, the outgoing, the not caring of being judged, and you know, that's who Abe is, the one that wants to help as many people as possible, even if it's just one, you know, help as many people as possible and just continue to grow and live a great life, to be happy, to be aligned mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, you know, all of the above.
Yeah, man. And I think that's something that we're all striving for, you know, is that happiness.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we had to go back and peel the layer of what the podcast, the purpose of this podcast for the both of us. Well, number one, you were in the military, right?
I was.
Okay. How long were you in the military for?
I served, did my 4 years in the U.S. Navy.
Oh, so you were a seaman, huh? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So should I use my pronouns when I speak to you? Okay. All right. So what was the military experience life for you? Those who are going to be joining the military, the younger audience, or, you know, people who potentially may think about joining, what guidance or experience would you give them?
Man, I joined the Navy so I can travel pretty much for free. That's the honest truth, you know what I mean?
Okay, where'd you go? Let's spit it out. Where'd you go? Come on.
Been to Australia, Hobart, Japan. You know, been all over the world.
Damn, you fucking the samurai and Crocodile fucking Dundee over here, huh? Okay, mate. Okay. I'm feeling that. Okay. So, those of us who think about travel, what was the best scenery that you experienced out there, like in the Navy? Like, what were, if you could go back to a certain spot, where would you want to go?
We didn't, we weren't able to get off our ship, but definitely I would have to say Alaska. Yeah, it's cold, but man, it's amazing.
The Aurora Borealis, I believe, is in Alaska.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a beautiful.
Haven't seen it yet, but I hear that it's great. Maybe that's you know, on the bucket list for sure.
That's what's up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My bad. Now that's a little bit about Abe, you know, and my background. What's this podcast for you?
Man, this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, honestly, it's an achievement. It's definitely a big goal of mine. Like everything else in life, it's about growth. And, you know, me and Aid were thinking about this for 2 years. But, you know, sometimes ideas and goals are just thoughts.
So what motivated you to start the podcast?
You did, Abe.
You dedicated?
You know, if I had to speak on some, you know, real shit, you know, sometimes we all need people to motivate us in life. We all need a push. We all can't be David Goggins and motivate ourselves.
Dude's a beast.
He's a beast.
He's a machine.
And much respect and kudos for individuals who are just self-motivated. But I feel like I'm like the Joker from the Dark Knight, and he's hanging upside down in that scene.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, talking about Harvey Dent, and all he needed was little
push.
I love that scene.
I gotta say, the Joker is one of my favorite characters too.
Yeah. Who is it? Right?
Which Joker is your favorite?
What do you mean? Oh, shit! Which Joker? Oh, I mean Heath Ledger. I mean, come on. Yeah. I mean, I like Jack Nicholson. But all the other ones are fucking. They're fucking trash. In my opinion.
Yeah.
But no. But seriously, you know, Aid really gave me that gravitational push that led me to this direction. And I'm grateful. And this podcast is going to be a journey. And sometimes it's not about the journey, but it's about the experience, you know? So
it's gonna be catching all kinds of different types of waves.
Yeah, you know, and that's the purpose of riding the wave. You know, our life is a wave. You know, sometimes our lives are very just calm, consistent. But then when those tides pick up, and when it's unexpected, you know, how do you handle those situations?
Okay. You know what's crazy? Like, I mean, a wave can be interpreted in so many different ways, you know what I mean? Like, I've surfed before. I'm not good at it. I want to get better at it, you know? So I'm going to make sure I'm dedicated to get better at it. But, like, it just gives us a better sense of like different walks of life. You know, people go through, you know, the tough waves, the big waves, the crashes, you know, the getting knocked off the board and getting right back up and doing it again, you know?
No doubt. I mean, you know, it's a stupid saying, but it's like, why do we fall? You know? And
wait, why?
To get back up, baby. We gotta get back up. But that's the purpose of this podcast, is to honestly to connect with people.
With our kings and queens.
No doubt, you know, to just connect with all walks of life, you know. Because we all need someone. We all need someone to listen to us. And it was pretty crazy, you know, when I was talking to our producer, you know, getting this podcast started, you know, cause, you know, starting a podcast isn't easy. You know, people think you just put a camera, some mics, and you just hack away at it.
And I'm wearing a mask.
And, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, it's different, you know? It's different.
It's different, you know? So people who want to do a podcast and all that, like, if you're tech savvy and so forth, great. You're ahead of the ball game more than we are. but yeah, it was a challenge, definitely. And that's what I loved about it. And that's what I love about where I'm at in my life, where it's about obstacles now. Before, you know, an obstacle like this, I probably would have just said, nah, I'm good.
So could you have ever pictured yourself doing a podcast? 4 or 5 years?
No, absolutely not. You know, absolutely not. Again, it comes to the why. Why did this? And there's a lot. I literally probably could just, I could go on a big ramble on why this is so important. But I'm gonna be short and sweet about it. Straight up, it seems like we all wear masks and we hide our pain in these masks with a smile. And I think it's time for us to stop hiding. and start opening, you know, up, you know, to each other.
I mean, is it really, I don't know if it's really hiding, you know, it's not like I'm not hiding from anything. I'm not, you know, obviously because I'm wearing the mask, I'm not hiding from anything. It's just something that's pushing me to do different, to be uncommon amongst the common.
And I get it. You know, opening up is difficult. You know, opening up is difficult. But there's too much violence. There's too many people walking around in pain. There's too much relationships not being brought together because everybody's so damn scared of being hurt. Mm-hmm. You know? And, you know, that is what we're lacking. We're just lacking of just opening up to each other. So this is why me and Abe, you know, shit, we'll be the first in the line. You know, sometimes true leaders, true people who really care, they need to open themselves up and be, fuck, what we hate to be. Especially, you know, there's this stigma as men where we need to be vulnerable. Like, we can't be vulnerable.
But as a leader, who do you feel that we're able to open up to? You know, it's tough. It's tough, you know?
Like, I mean,
sometimes you can't because you're the leader. You're the one that got to make sure you're in control, aware, you know, have a plan.
Yeah, but that whole shit about control, you know, it's like Albert Einstein said, like, it's nothing but a stubborn illusion. Mm-hmm. You know, control is nothing but a stubborn illusion because we're not out of control of shit. Even though we think we are, we have this manifestation that we are, we're men, we're this, we're that. You know, honestly, man, it's just about being a good person. Being a good person and doing your best just to navigate through life the best that you can. But number one, honestly, man, number one is fucking just, it's talking about stuff, you know, like a lot of OGs, you know, like a lot of guys who did some stuff. You know, that's the one thing to talk about. It's just letting all that pain go. And it's not easy, bro. It's not easy. No one's saying it easy.
But you got to make sure you bounce back and you have a good time and you enjoy life and you don't stay in the darkness too long, you know what I mean? Because there's light at the end of the tunnel and light will always overrun the darkness. So just stay positive, stay focused, and have a great time.
Yeah. And got off topic, but in general, this podcast just means a lot to me. And I'm going to put my heart and soul, you know, into this podcast. And I have no expectations, you know, because you know how that saying goes, no expectation, disappointment. And we're here to help the best that we can. Mm-hmm. And we're going to, you know, that's what we're going to strive to be, is be the best listeners, right?
Yeah, I've been blessed with some big ears.
So yeah, me too, man. Shit.
I'm a good listener.
Yeah, I'm a good, you know what? We're both good listeners. And please, you know, if right away, you know, I understand probably a lot of people may not listen to this podcast, whatever, but, you know, we're available on IG. DM us at Riding the Wave podcast 2024. So we want to hear, you know, your struggles.
Yeah.
You know, we want to hear your accomplishments. I don't know. Is there anything else, like, as far as that you want to?
No, I mean, we pretty much want to put ourselves in your shoes. You know, I mean, obviously our experiences are completely different and we won't know 100% what you're going through. But we can have an idea, and I'm sure there's somebody out there that is going through something close to the same thing that other people are going through. And, you know, your advice or your ways of, you know, healing yourself and progressing and moving forward may help somebody else, you know?
Yeah, you know, I went to therapy, you know.
Oh, that's right. Did we already tell him we're not?
Yeah. I actually did get
okay.
My own help. But the one of the greatest advice my therapist told me was don't give your thoughts, give your experience. And that to me really opened up my eyes. A lot of what we are going to be discussing in the future, because there's a lot of topics we're going to discuss. We're going to go in depth with just in general of life. I'm a single dad. He's married.
I'm married, three kids.
Teenagers, you know. So we're going to talk about the struggles of what he goes through being a father dealing with teenagers. My little man, he's 7. He's 7. You know, going everything that I have to go through, you know, with him and his son's mom. And that's a whole another conversation for a different day. But we're going to go in depth, you know, and we're going to go into some detail, and we're going to do the best that what we can do to give, not our advice, but our experiences in life.
Yeah, definitely. And to learn, you know what I mean? To learn from you guys out there listening or watching and, you know, commenting. Well, obviously, we appreciate it. You know, we're going to appreciate it because, to be honest, you guys are going to make this grow. And that's what happens when we unite and we put a lot of energy towards one thing.
Yeah, so... You know, that being said, that's our introduction. That's who we are. We're gonna get going on today's a topic. We're gonna keep it nice and sweet and short, but we're gonna talk about goals. We all have goals. We all want to achieve goals. But what does a goal mean for you? How does it make you feel? What are your goals, you know, for this year? How are you going to accomplish those goals? Because I know everybody has their own way of navigating. And when you accomplish a goal, how do they make you feel?
It made me feel great. Accomplishing goals always makes you feel great. One of my goals is definitely to just break out of my shell and just be me, you know, like really be me. Because as I said before, it felt like I was in autopilot. And
but who has, like, what has stopped you from being you?
What has stopped me?
Yeah.
Myself? You stop yourself from doing everything, to be honest, in my opinion. You know, I stopped myself from doing everything because I was an overthinker. I talked myself out of doing things that I knew I really wanted to do, and I didn't have the experiences that I wanted.
And how, I mean, do you think, like, I'm guessing, bro, a lot of people must be an overthinker. Because I overthink at times, too, where, like, we overthink so much where we convince ourselves to stop doing something that we should be doing, but we talk yourself out of it.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times.
You know?
I mean, we all have done it. We're all guilty of that.
Yeah, so, okay. So, what are the goals? What are the goals for this year?
For this year, man, to be honest, like, stop procrastinating. I got to stop procrastinating. I got to get out of my head. I got to stop finding myself and just get control of myself, of my thoughts, of my emotions. Get aligned.
Yeah, man. That's so, I mean, now we're gonna speak to the audience. Like, how many of you feel that way? Where you guys procrastinate, you're in your head. I'm pretty sure it's something some of us go through. So we wanna hear about it. We definitely wanna hear about it. And when you respond, or if we're lucky that respond, we're gonna bring it up. We're gonna bring it to the table.
That part, respond. It's great.
You know, we're gonna bring it to the table, and we, like I said, we want to hear from you. But you're gonna hear from us first. Anything more you want to add to the goal list or anything like that?
No, go ahead and let me know some goals that you have for yourself. One goal.
I mean, number one, honestly, you know, I'm going to stay with dad. So number one is just being a good dad. You know, that's number one for me, always. I love you, Julius. Just that, it's always going to be my top tier achievements every year. And number two, honestly,
this podcast. You know, sticking to this podcast. I know for the first couple episodes, no one's going to listen to it. And I think we've, you know.
I'm out there putting negative energy in the air. Hold on.
But it's me being human. We have self-doubt, right? We all have self-doubt.
You're right.
I mean, that's part of this is us being real. I speak out loud about it. But definitely this podcast. I want to put my heart and soul into this. The soul, man. I want to connect. I'm gonna do everything that I can do in my power to be the best person, the best host, the best listener. That I can be to everybody.
Hey, I gotta work on better posture.
Yeah. but that's definitely my number two goal is just to just get this podcast going. Keep on producing content that all of you want to see. And that is my goal. For the year. I have a couple other ones, but they're like, it's like reading books, going on vacation.
That's a good thing.
It's a great thing. Obviously, always educate yourself and so forth. Those are my top two. You know, those are my top two. And, you know, it's not, We're gonna finish this podcast. We're gonna finish this very strongly. You know, that's how I feel. There's definitely gonna be a lot of positivity that we bring forward to this podcast.
That part. And you know what? Like, to be honest, even if nobody is here with us, it's still good for us. You know what I mean? For me and you. It's just progress. It's getting out of our comfort zone. It's doing something that we've never done before in a different way. So it's trying to be, it's being us. And that's a W already, bro. That's what this is a W already. The ball is rolling. Is it a slow start? Probably, but this ball is heavy. But I'm gonna keep pushing.
And that's beautiful. And to our audience, we want to hear your goals. We want to hear your goals for not only the year, but what is it you're trying to achieve? But don't be discouraged. We also want to hear things that you're going through. You know, because these waves come at unexpected times in our lives. And myself and Aid want to be there to just listen to whatever it is that you guys are going through. Because we're gonna probably be going through some shit, you know. We're probably gonna be going through some shit. But
we also want to know, I mean, it's not, we also want to know what your goals are. We want to know what you're doing, you know, to show some love and give some support.
For sure.
And, you know, like, hit us up and let us know what your page is, your link, you know, where we could go visit your page and show some love, like your pages, and, you know, we all blow up together. You know, that's the goal, to unity, to help each other, to grow with each other, to work through whatever obstacles may be put in front of us, break those shits down and get through it, keep pushing forward and do it all together.
And ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you guys like what you hear, please subscribe to our channel. We're on Instagram at Riding the Wave 2024. Each episode will be dropping every Friday at 8 a.m. And DM us if you guys have any stories, anything you want to discuss.
Don't DM me, I'm married.
I'm not, ladies. Jets, seamen over here, you know, I don't know. But definitely reach out to us. We want to hear all the good things that you guys are going through. And we want to announce it. The world needs to know, you know, how good you guys are all doing. You know, you may think no one cares, but shit, we do. And we want to give this platform to hear you.
That part. You might not think your story isn't successful, but it is. And I'm sure it can help somebody else, especially if you open up, if you're willing. You know, no pressure. Nobody's obligated to do anything that they don't want to do. You know what I mean? By all means, if you're willing to share and, you know, it's helped you grow, maybe you can share and somebody else is listening and you give them the motivation to say, hey, you know what? Are you dedicated?
There you go, baby. Are you dedicated? I like that. Hey, are you dedicated? I love it. We'll see you guys next week, Friday, 8 a.m. Peace.